Okay, this is a breaking news update I wish to share, not just by my thread that I created, but I think that some people would like to listen. So here we go. You can check out my thread. Just go to my profile under the name Highly Original. The topic is Senate permits government to borrow an additional $1.9 trillion. This is a breaking news update. Check back soon for further information, and I will record more after I know more information. I am currently trying to do so as we speak. From Washington, Senate Democrats are counting on their soon-to-expire 60-vote majority to raise the U.S. debt ceiling by $1.9 trillion, so they do not have to take more politically painful votes on government borrowing until after the November elections. They have no room for error. In the face of monolithic Republican opposition, they will need all 60 votes Thursday to let the government continue borrowing almost 40% of what it spends, much of it from China and other Asian nations who buy U.S. Securities. Now, let me stop for a second while I'm talking about this article. I need to add in some opinion here. China and Asian nations. How much do we already owe these people? This is incredible, because we obviously know that the Fed is printing and printing money every day, obviously, but where it's going is just getting out of hand. Alright, to finish off the rest of my little tidbit here, the legislation would put the government on track for a national debt of $14.3 trillion, equal to about $45,000 for every American, and provide a vivid reminder of the United States' dire fiscal straits. Now estimates released by the Congressional Budget Office on Tuesday, show that the U.S. this year could run a deficit matching last year's record of $1.4 trillion shortfall. What this basically means is that we are not getting better, and for all those people who love Obama out there, I'm sorry to tell you, but he is no better than what Bush was doing. In fact, I believe this may get worse, and this is something we cannot allow. What can we do? At this time, we can spread the word and hopefully protest, although that may not be enough, and at this point I'm welcoming any comments and help. Now, the breaking news update. Again from Washington. The Democratic-controlled Senate has muscled through a plan to allow the government to go a whopping $1.9 trillion deeper in debt. The party line 60-40 vote was successful only because Republican Senate-elect Scott Brown has yet to be seated. 60 votes were required to approve this increase. The measure would lift the debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion. That's about, like I said earlier, $45,000 for every American. So Democrats have to scramble to approve the plan, which means they won't have to vote on another increase until after the midterm elections this fall. To win the votes of moderate Democrats, President Barack Obama promised to appoint a special task force to come up with a plan to reduce the deficit. Lies. Anyway, the House must still vote on the measure before it's sent to Obama for a signature. So basically, this is stating, you know, Obama is playing his role as president here to, you know, like I said, I will quote again from the article, appoint a special task force to come up with a plan to reduce the deficit. He is not doing so. This is all just things he is saying off his teleprompter, which we all know happens all the time and has been proven as fact. I just want to let this out there, and I hope that you all can understand the severity of the situation. And please stick with my article and comment right on this that I have spoken about here in this recording. If you wish to check out the article, it's on Breitbart.com and also on BlacklistedNews.com. I will check back and add more later. Thanks for listening, ATS, and this is your neighborhood friend, Highly Original.